Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nip Tuck Coach Radio, your cosmetic surgery connection. Join cosmetic surgery Nip Tuck Coach, beauty expert, and author of Safety First, A Consumer Guide to Cosmetic Surgery, Michelle Garber, your host of the Nip Tuck Radio Show. Michelle's goal is to empower listeners and help them make safe cosmetic surgery procedure choices. This fun and lively show explores the world of beauty and cosmetic surgery and features expert guests on a variety of topics. No hype. Your host, Michelle Garber, is here today to help you navigate the confusing world of cosmetic surgery.
Hi, everyone. This is Michelle Garber, and welcome to another week of Nip Tuck Coach Radio. I'm Michelle Garber, your host, and we're broadcasting live this lovely morning from San Francisco. If you don't know me, I'm founder of Nip Tuck Coach, an independent cosmetic surgery consultancy, and I'm also a patient advocate. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and finding the right surgeon is confusing. So my goal is to keep you safe and well-informed by helping you choose the right surgeon to meet your aesthetic goals so that not only do you get a great result, but you get the best result. And to create more consumer awareness for safe cosmetic and plastic surgery procedures, I've written a comprehensive little guide called Safety First, the 10 Golden Rules for Safe Cosmetic Surgery, which you can download for free at my website at www.niptuckcoach.com. So pregnancy and breastfeeding changes our bodies. Now, I have two children, and I gained about 50 pounds with my first child and about 30 with my second, and I was on my road to 50, but she was born premature. And I breastfed both children. So my body went through changes, and this was in the 80s. And I think women in the 80s weren't as self-aware of their bodies, or we didn't talk about it. We didn't talk about our sagging breasts and our tummy. We just kind of hid it. And the word mommy makeover, I don't even remember that term existing back in the 80s. And I think today women are much more aware of their bodies, and they're aware of mommy makeovers, which is a big growing trend in body rejuvenation to help restore to their post-pregnancy body. And actually, according to the American Society of Plastic Surgery, breast augmentation was the number one surgery in 2013, and liposuction came in fourth. So this morning, I'm delighted to have Dr. Karen Horton joining us. Hi, Dr. Horton.
Hi there.
Are you there?
Hi. I'm here.
Dr.
Can you hear me?
Horton brings a very yes, I can.
Okay.
Dr.
Good.
Horton brings a very unique perspective to this subject, as she is the mother of twins and a busy plastic surgeon. Dr. Karen Horton is internationally board certified in plastic surgery by both the American Board of Plastic Surgery and the Royal College of Surgeons of Canada. Dr. Horton specializes in cosmetic and reconstructive surgery for women. Based in San Francisco, Dr. Horton focuses on providing her patients with meticulous attention to detail, individualized care, and exceptional surgical results in a warm, welcoming environment. A mother of twins herself, Karen specializes in rejuvenation of the breasts and the body for women who have completed child rearing, known as the mommy makeover. You are a busy woman, Dr. Horton.
Life is busy, both surgically in my practice, but also being a mom. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. I love both of my jobs, daytime and evening and weekends.
So let's talk for a minute and define a mommy makeover. As I said, you know, I don't remember that term in the 80s.
It really is a relatively new term, probably in the last 5 to 10 years. And I would love to say that I dreamed it up, because whoever coined the term, I would love to give them a hug. It's essentially is just a marketing term, and it is a way to essentially justify rejuvenation of the breast and the body for women when they finish having their children. It makes it seem a little bit less medical and surgical, and it kind of makes it feel like it's okay to do. It can involve anything from rejuvenation of the breast. Breast can be deflated after breastfeeding. And regardless even actually whether you breastfeed or not, after every pregnancy, there's hormonal changes in the breast, and they can become deflated. You can lose volume. They can become saggy. And in some women who gain a lot of weight and are not able to lose it, the breast can actually increase in size. So we often will rejuvenate the breast, and that can mean anything. It can mean an augmentation. It could mean a lift, a combination of a lift and an implant, and in other women, a breast reduction. In addition to that, there's going to be changes in the tummy area. An abdominoplasty or a tummy tuck is often the foundation of a mommy makeover. And in some women, that's the only procedure they choose to do. And in still other women, we will add other procedures on at the same time. And it really is a spectrum of procedures which is individualized to a woman based on her anatomy, based on the way that her body has changed, and based on her personal goals. So sometimes we also add on some liposuction contouring of the hips, the thighs, the tummy. Sometimes we do the neck at the same time. Some women choose to have a labiaplasty at the same time. And for other women, it could be a completely non-surgical procedure, such as getting some Botox or filler or doing CoolSculpting in the office. So really, a mommy makeover can be anything you want it to be. It's just a friendly way of describing that we want to rejuvenate the body, reverse some of the changes of pregnancy, and to enable a mom to really feel as vital and sexy as she is on the inside.
So as a mother of twins and a surgeon, what has been your personal experience with body rejuvenation and the changes that your body went through during your pregnancy carrying twins? Because I know it's got to be different than if you're just carrying one child.
That's right. So I've only had one pregnancy. I had twin girls just over 3 years ago, and I really
did not know
what to expect. I had two healthy girls, and life is great. And as I said, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how my body would change. I didn't know if I would end up looking like some of my patients who've had six or seven pregnancies with lots of changes in their abdominal area. And I think I was lucky enough to not have too much changes after my first pregnancy in the tummy. I always say, I don't know whether I'm going to have any more children, but if I do, things are not going to go back to the way they are now, because very often after the first pregnancy, you have some elasticity and things can contract, but after the second and subsequent pregnancies, it all gets torn to shreds. What I have noticed is personally changes in my breasts. I breastfed my twins exclusively, so no formula, for a year. I was very dedicated to pumping when I was at work, and then they only got breast milk. But I think the differences in changes in the breast with a twin pregnancy are that you have two babies on your breasts at any one time. And so it's not just, you know, one breastfeed, you do one breast, the other breastfeed, you know, switch to the other. So what I noticed personally was some deflation of volume, definitely changes in the nipples. The nipples can be a little bit more sort of droopy and saggy. Very often if you have inverted nipples, they can pop out and become outies rather than innies. And I've also noticed some changes in my skin. I did develop some hyperpigmentation or darker coloring around my face. The medical term for that is called melasma, and the sort of lay term is the mask of pregnancy. It's not always related to pregnancy. It can be related to hormones, and definitely sun damage helps to augment that change. But things that I've done in my personal journey with my mommy makeover so far has been non-surgical. I started doing some Botox. I'm using medical-grade skincare. I see my nurse practitioner in my office, Courtney, who is a wizard with everything non-surgical. She treats all of my patients with everything that does not involve surgery. She does her peels and her IPL on me. And at this point in my life, the procedure that I would incorporate into my mommy makeover would be a breast augmentation. And many of my patients who come to see me in consultation for breast augmentation, they look at me and they say, well, how come you haven't done it yet? Because I say, oh, you know, it's a great procedure. The answer I give them is, number one, you have to do surgery, and if you're considering a mommy makeover, number one, you have to be sure you're not having any more children. Now, if you were to decide to have a mommy makeover and happen to become pregnant or decide to have pregnancy later, the results are not going to be ruined or changed, but I really recommend a conservative approach. Make sure that you know you're done, because you want to have the best results. It's an investment in terms of time, energy, time off, and financially, so you want to make sure that you are do it at the right time. And at this point in my life, I'm a very busy plastic surgeon. I'm a mom on the weekends and evenings, and I don't really see having a surgical procedure fitting into my schedule at this time. I think as my children get a little bit older, go to school full time, things will change and I'll be able to take that time and feel justified in focusing it on myself. But the other reason why I say that I haven't had surgery yet, and I think having a breast augmentation is amazing. When I was nursing my children for the first time, I really felt proportional. I felt like my top matched my frame and my broad shoulders and all of, I didn't have to buy all new clothes, but I like even my scoop neck shirts, everything draped so nicely. I felt very sexy and voluptuous, and I loved it. Everything I put on looked amazing. So I actually took a picture of myself when I was, you know, engorged with milk, and I'm saving it, and I'm using those as my wish pictures. Now,
oh, I love that.
It's a great concept.
That's great.
Now,
that's great.
I'm also asked the question, well, who would you have operate on you, Dr. Horton? And the answer is, you know what? I don't know. I am very particular. I do things differently in many ways from other plastic surgeons. And I think until the time that I really learn somebody else's technique, see their results, you can't operate on yourself. And I really am a perfectionist. And I haven't found that surgeon I would feel comfortable operating on me because I know the way that I do things, the level of attention, the care, the detail, the post-op follow-ups. So I'm not there yet. And I think having a mommy makeover is wonderful. And I look forward in the future to sharing my personal experience with my patients and with others. But at this point, I'm doing what works for me. Oh, one other thing I need to mention is I have tried CoolSculpting. CoolSculpting, a non-surgical fat reduction technique that we do here in the office, I have tried. Now, I'm not the ideal candidate because I didn't have a huge fat deposit that I expected a really dramatic result, but I certainly wanted to try it. So I guess that is part of my mommy makeover. I'm just over 2 months out, and I definitely see flatter contour in a bikini in my stomach and also on my flanks or the love handles.
So that's interesting. I love what you said about taking pictures of your breast engorged. I should have done that back then.
It's a really good idea, and that concept is called wish pictures. Help the surgeon to understand what you're going for. Most women coming in for breast augmentation don't have wish pictures of themselves, but if they do, it's even better because you're not trying to visualize what their body would look like with that change. You see it. And I may not want to look as full and as engorged as I did in the pictures, but it was really interesting just to see, okay, well, once I have an implant in, if I go really big, this is what it would look like.
So you see a lot of patients that are mothers of twins because you are a mother of twins, so I'm sure they've heard about you and they come to talk to you and see. Do they come in after they have their twins and have mixed feelings about wanting this mommy makeover or wanting to feel sexy again and maybe possibly feeling a little selfish? I read a quote that a plastic surgeon wrote. I don't remember who wrote it, but he said, women don't want to look like pretty moms. They want to look like pretty women.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a feeling of selfishness, like, well, how can I even think about myself? I have these little babies I have to care for. I'm busy, and this is very selfish of me to think about how I look at this time. Do you get those conversations with your patients?
Most definitely. In 100% of women who are moms who are coming into the office to consider a procedure, guilt is the number one thing on their mind. And I can tell them until I'm blue in the face, it's not selfish or vain to want to look your best, to feel your best. And I describe it that, you know, you go to the salon, you know, you get your hair cut, occasionally you have, you know, a color, and you go to the gym, you work out, you want to have, you know, nice body contour, you eat healthy, you put organic food in your body, you dress nicely. That's kind of on the surface. And it's along the same lines when you have plastic surgery, it's because you want to look your best. You want to feel your best. It's one step further and it's a little bit more invasive, but it's okay to want to do that. Husbands will always tell their wives, I love you the way you are, honey. You don't need to do anything.
Yes.
However,
yes.
Once the mom will make the decision, say, you know what, I really want to do this. I need your support. The husband is delighted because happy wife, happy life, happy mom, happy family. And yes, 100% of moms feel guilt. They feel it's selfish. They feel they're being vain. Like, oh my God, we should be spending this money on a renovation instead of on my tummy tuck, or what am I doing this for? And I say, listen, if there was an equivalency of men undergoing a change in their body, there would be clinics on every corner, and every man would, of course you're going to do this. This is justified. This is what you do at this time in your life. With women, we do feel a sense of we need to take care of everyone. And I'm a victim of that as well. I take care of my patients 24/7, not just during the day, but all my patients have my cell phone number. I'm always on call for my own patients. And then when I go home, I'm the caregiver for my children. I do my best to be an attending wife as well. And there's only so many hours in a day, and I do focus on myself last. So I can totally relate. And I explain to patients that, you know, it's a personal decision. If you're not comfortable making it, if you're feeling too much guilt, maybe just come in, have a consultation, learn your options, and wait until the timing is right for you. Sometimes timing and logistics will make all the difference. Knowing that your children are in school, or knowing that you can, you know, have a nanny to help you out, or fly in a family member for your initial 3 weeks of recovery. Wait until your children are not in diapers. You're not going to be having to lift them up to the change table. And then, you know, once a mom will feel a little bit more comfortable knowing, you know what, during my recovery, it's okay. I'm not going to be the super mom for the first 3 weeks, but that's okay. Then I can resume my normal activities, and I'm going to be a fabulous looking and feeling mom. I'm going to be comfortable in my skin. I'm going to be thrilled to, you know, wear a bathing suit and wear that, you know, dress. I'm not going to have to wear my Spanx anymore, and it's really going to improve my quality of life. Once they get to that stage, then hopefully they will feel less guilt.
So how long do you recommend a woman should wait post-pregnancy before considering a mommy makeover?
So that really depends on what we're doing. Waiting longer is better. I do see some women in consultation when they're pregnant, and that's really interesting.
Oh my goodness.
Because we never know how things are going to change. It really depends on their personal situation. If we are just thinking about doing a breast augmentation, for instance, or a breast lift or a breast reduction, we want to make sure that their breasts have finished changing after they've stopped nursing their children. So I say it can take up to 4 months for the breasts to undergo their changes, loss of volume, drooping, sagging, deflation after a woman finishes nursing. However, if a woman is having subsequent pregnancies, you kind of get to know your body. And I see some women come in, they're still nursing, they bring their infant, they have 3 or 4 kids, they say, listen, I definitely want to do a breast augmentation. I know we can't assess how my breasts are going to be right now, but I know my milk dries up in 2 weeks. Can we schedule surgery before the 4-month period? And the answer is yes, you know, as long as your breasts are not changing anymore. So that would be for breast surgery. However, for an abdominoplasty, we want to wait longer because it can take up to a year or sometimes more for the uterus to shrink down to its, you know, eventual smaller size, for the skin to contract. Stretch marks, we can't do anything about. If you develop stretch marks, they're permanent. But I encourage not just moms, but all women and men seeking a cosmetic procedure to try to get back to your healthy weight. You may not like what that number is on the scale, but if your weight is stable, if you're healthy, if you're as active as you can be realistically, and that can be really hard for moms, and if you know that your body is not going to be changing anymore, then we can proceed. Some women lose the weight like that, and they can tell me in 6 months, okay, things are stable, we're not changing anymore. Other women, it's a longer process. So really, we will individualize that for every patient. And again, the right time to do surgery depends not only on their body changes, but their personal situation, time off work, time off being a mom, and all the other things I've already mentioned.
So we talked a little bit before we came on the air about nanny makeovers, grandmother makeovers.
Yeah, nana makeover.
Nana makeovers. But I wanted to ask you, so women are having children older these
mm-hmm.
days. And do you find that the mommy makeovers or the surgery are a little bit more extensive on older women that are having their children in their 40s, let's say, as opposed to the 30-year-old, because they're already losing volume and their gravity's already taking effect? Is it more involved? after the pregnancy, or there's really not that much of a difference?
That's a really good question. And to be honest, I don't know. It really depends on the person. Many times we've done a mommy makeover, and we realize afterwards, oh, you know what? This is not just a mommy makeover. This is a nana makeover. That's a term that Nurse Mary coined, and
I love it.
Some women in their 20s, they've had 3 or 4 children. Their body has gone through a lot of changes. And I think the only difference that I see is their recovery might be a little bit quicker than, say, a woman in her 40s, 50s, 60s who is seeking to do a breast lift or augmentation, tummy tuck, liposuction, labiaplasty. Sometimes the recovery can be a little slower just because they may not bounce back as quickly as a 20-year-old. However, I think that they have a little bit more maturity. They kind of roll with it in terms of the recovery. They're very realistic about what surgery can achieve and can't achieve. And, you know, maybe their experience is the same. I really don't know. But it's a really fun way of looking at things. And I think the moral of the story of coining the term nana makeover is that really it's never too late, and it really is about quality of life. Because a woman in her 60s, I think I've done a 65-year-old, and it was essentially, we didn't really call it a nana makeover, but it was, you know, the combination of all of these procedures together under one anesthesia, one recovery, and we kind of figured it out afterwards, oh, my God, this is your nana makeover. And I think she was expecting to be a great grandmother, and she said, oh, no, wait a minute, should we have done this? Am I too old? And the answer is no.
Oh.
If you are healthy enough to undergo surgery, if you are doing it for the right reasons, if you're active and fit and vital, and if you have realistic expectations, there really is no limit, and we can call it whatever we want.
So how many surgeries do you do at one time? Because you mentioned the nana makeover and that you did multiple surgeries. What's the average number of surgeries, or what can you combine together that's safe?
Good question. So I have some patients coming in, and when they write out on their initial consultation form, I'm interested in a facelift, tummy tuck, breast augmentation, liposuction, labiaplasty, and they sit down and they're like, okay, I want to do all of this. A mommy makeover is usually a combination of breast procedures and body procedures, and that can include tummy, so hips, thighs, labia, that type of thing. And it is safe to combine a breast procedure together with a procedure elsewhere on the body because they are complementary areas. We will do a number of procedures under one anesthesia, which means one OR visit, one downtime, one recovery, but I usually will only schedule 6 hours of surgery or less at one time. And the more surgeries you do together, it lessens the time. So, for instance, a breast augmentation, start to finish, we would book for 2 hours. An abdominoplasty, start to finish, we would normally book for 3 hours. But if we combine them, that includes going to sleep and waking up time, I could do everything in 4 hours. And adding on additional procedures like a labiaplasty, liposuction, it is complementary, and it really depends on sort of a woman's goals, her body, et cetera. But really we individualize it to each woman based on her goal. So there's no recipe where we just say, sign her up for a mommy makeover. It really is individualized. And on occasion, a mommy makeover could be a facelift. So it really depends. I don't normally combine a facial procedure, such as a facelift, with a breast and body procedure. However, doing some liposuction of the neck and the chin is frequently added to a body procedure because it really is complementary.
If you're doing, say, a breast augmentation and abdominoplasty, because I know that's major surgery and the recovery period can be pretty intense, what is the recovery period for, let's say, breast plus a tummy tuck, and when can the patient go back to their normal activities, and what can they expect? Because especially if they have twins, then they're going to definitely need some extra help around the house. And so how can they be prepared? Like, what? Give us some tools in which to help them prepare for surgery if they're having both of these surgeries.
Excellent question, and that's probably one of the most important things that I'll discuss with patients when they are considering a procedure. They want to know what's the downtime, what's the recovery. 6 weeks is normally the number that I give of when you're not allowed to exercise. You're not going to be doing all the superhero mom things that you normally do, and you will need to have some additional help. After about 6 weeks, you can start to resume exercise, being in charge of the carpool, you know, doing all the regular things that you'd need to do. But really, the first 3 weeks after any surgery is when I say to moms of twins, especially if they're a stay-at-home mom, if they're the primary caregiver, you need to call in help. You need to call in somebody to help you out with the daytime stuff. You need to call in somebody to help you out with the nighttime stuff. And that could be a friend or family member. It could be a nanny or au pair. It could be your husband, the dad staying home and helping out. But really, for the first 3 weeks, the restrictions are no lifting more than 5 pounds, and that includes your children. You will probably have drains, and drains are little tubes that whisk away fluid from the area of surgery while you're healing. You'll be tired. That's the time where psychologically you can have a little bit of an emotional roller coaster. That's where the guilt will set in. That's where you can be really teary and almost feel panic, like, oh my God, what have I done? Wait a minute, I didn't need to do this. You can feel regret or remorse, and that's where moms need the most help, particularly if they're mothers of twins, because they are really superheroes. After the first 3 weeks, the drains are out. They're moving around a little bit more. They're usually off all pain medication, maybe just taking Tylenol. They're starting to turn the corner and go, okay, I think I'm going to be glad I did this. I might not feel, you know, as tired. There's not that much pain associated with a mommy makeover, but number one is fatigue, and also for moms that are used to running the show, either professional women like me and then their moms at home, or moms, full-time moms at home, they are in control. And after any surgery, you will lose control. They can feel out of sorts, and they can really feel like, oh, what did I do? At 6 weeks is when most moms say they start to turn the corner. For some nana makeovers, that corner might be turned maybe at about 8 weeks. Everybody's different. It takes about 3 months for you to really appreciate what the results are going to look like, say, okay, most of the swelling is down. Okay, I get it. My clothes are fitting really well. Or, oh, I have to buy all new clothes because I'm a smaller size. But at 3 months, the scars are going to be the most significant. And really, we can't do plastic surgery without scars. So at about 2 months or so is when we initiate scar therapy, and that consists of using a topical scar gel that also has SPF 30 sunblock in it, massaging the scars, and it really takes a full year or sometimes longer for the final result. So your question of you know, when are you done? Really, the final results are there at a year, but the first 3 to 6 weeks is where you need a lot of help.
So you have to be patient.
You have to be a patient, which is really
hard.
All of us are, you know, we're instantaneous. We want instant results.
Right, right. We want immediate results. Right.
Some of those plastic surgery shows that show the before and after, they fast forward to 3 months. You don't see the recovery time where you're really not feeling so hot.
It's not instant.
It's not instantaneous.
And we are a society of instant gratification these days.
That is very true.
What advice would you give women who are considering a mommy makeover? We've got about 90 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
And how to choose the surgeon. And then I just want briefly the cost range of what are we talking? Just
so
a range.
Number one, make sure your surgeon is board certified. And it's not just any board. It's the American Board of Plastic Surgery or its Canadian equivalent, Royal College of Physicians and Surgeons of Canada. They need to have experience. Read online reviews. Talk to other patients. Ask to speak to patients. Before and after photos. Find somebody that you're comfortable with because you're entrusting the surgeon with your body and potentially your life. It is such a personal decision, and you really need to do your homework. That's my number one message. If you're not sure, come in for a consultation. Some surgeons offer free consultations to everyone. Some surgeons do, you know, special promotions and discounts, but really knowledge is power. And for you to be an empowered patient, I know empowerment is one of your mottos in your Nip Tuck Coach.
Yes.
I want to empower patients. If you go on my practice website, you'll see empowerment of women is in my practice motto and philosophy, and you can only do that through education and learning all your options.
And,
the question about the cost, that it can range anywhere from $6,000 to $8,000 for a breast augmentation. Abdominoplasty could be $10,000 or $12,000, but when you combine procedures, the cost is less. So it really, it depends on what you do, how many procedures, overnight stay or not, and that would really require an in-person consultation, physical exam, and evaluation.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Horton. And listeners can visit Dr. Horton's website at www.drkarenhorton.com. And thank you for listening to Nip Tuck Coach Radio. And if you missed any episodes, they're available for download on iTunes. And please visit us on Facebook and Twitter at hashtag Nip Tuck Coach and hashtag Safe Cosmetic Surgery. And have a wonderful weekend. And thank you again, Dr. Horton.
Thank you so much. It was a privilege.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Nip Tuck Coach Radio. Join us next week for another exciting program about the world of cosmetic surgery and beauty. To learn more about Michelle Garber, go to www.niptuckcoach.com. To consult with Michelle directly, call 415-494-7211.